Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Ahalt moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ahalt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to second, and they've got Simmons trapped. There's the throw to Morgan, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ahalt. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Cecil moves to third. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. Werber scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1. Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhalt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Uhalt moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Uhalt scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buchholz. Larry reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing center field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Dykes moves to second. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Buchholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Buchholz hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-2 in the game. Boken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Farrell moves to third. Larry moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Uhalt moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball towards right. Porter settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Porter. Uhalt moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 3 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uhalt scores. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Simmons scores. Boken goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 9, Red Sox, 9. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chamberlain strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Solter scores. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 12-9, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Cook moves to third. It's 13-9, Red Sox. Phil Galavan now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Porter steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Cook scores. Porter moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 14-9, Red Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Uhalt strikes out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas strikes out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bokan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.